Free trader Paul Krugman admits failure of globalization for American workers, major mistake. By John Binder on October 13, 2019. Economist Paul Krugman, the longtime defender of global free trade and a member of the failed Never Trump movement, now admits that globalization has failed American workers. In a column for Bloomberg titled "What Economists, Including Me, Got Wrong About Globalization," Krugman admits that the economic consensus for free trade that has prevailed for decades has failed to recognize how globalization has skyrocketed inequality for America's working and middle-class workers. Krugman writes, "In the past few years, however, worries about globalization have shot back to the top of the agenda, partly due to new research and partly due to the political shocks of Brexit and U.S. President Donald Trump. And as one of the people who helped shape the 1990s consensus, that the contribution of rising trade to rising inequality was real but modest, it seems appropriate for me to ask now what we missed." Emphasis added. The pro-globalization consensus of the 1990s, which concluded that trade contributed little to rising inequality, relied on models that asked how the growth of trade had affected the incomes of broad classes of workers, such as those who didn't go to college. It's possible, and probably even correct, to think of these models as accurate in the long run. Consensus economists didn't turn much to analytic methods that focus on workers in particular industries and communities, which would have given a better picture of short-run trends. This was, I now believe, a major mistake, one in which I shared a hand. Emphasis added. Krugman, though, writes that he and his fellow free trade economists had no way to know that globalization of the American economy or a surge in trade deficits were going to happen, though the anti-globalization movement had warned for years of the harmful impact free trade would have on U.S. workers, including Donald Trump. In an interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, economist Alan Tomlinson said that Krugman's acknowledging that he and the free trade economic consensus has been wrong is better later than never, but the damage has already been done. Listen. There's been an even more startling, in fact jaw-dropping, development on that front. Paul Krugman, the famous Never Trumper, the famous pro-free trade economist, the Nobel Prize winner, just published an article saying that for the past 20 years, he and his other globalist free trade economist friends have been substantially wrong about the effect of globalization, particularly more trade with low-income, low-wage countries like China, Tomlinson said. Meanwhile, decades of free trade have spurred mass layoffs, unemployment, and offshoring of high-paying American jobs while surging trade deficits. Since China entered the World Trade Organization, WTO, the U.S. trade deficit with China has eliminated at least 3.5 million American jobs from the American economy. Millions of American workers in all 50 states have been displaced from their jobs, which have been lost due to U.S.-China trade relations. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.